Hey everyone, it's Tuesday here, aka Jack Hatter, and I'm officially back, son. It feels really good. I'm sorry I was gone for a little while, but you know, life gets busy. We have our ups and our downs. We fall out of inspiration, out of motivation, out of drive, out of just really caring and wanting to do anything. But I can happily say that I am doing a lot better mentally, emotionally, and I'm really excited to start back on the show. Now, today's episode is going to be another top 5 conspiracy theory. See, I could get a whole list of like 20 of them or something like that, but I don't want these episodes to be super, super long. Because I already talk enough, you know? And actually, the last two on the list are myths, but I liked them, so I added them. So, what are you gonna do with it, you know? So, let's get started. Oh, real quick disclaimer, I don't know if this is a disclaimer, but this first one, I feel like I've already used. I think I explained to y'all in one of my past episodes that I suffer from short-term memory loss, and I haven't been back and listened through episodes and all that, and so I feel like I've already used it. So if I have, I am so sorry that I'm repeating myself, but it's still cool. Anyway, so let's get started. And the first one is that Lewis Carroll is Jack the Ripper. He was Jack the Ripper. Since the killer was active while Carroll was teaching in Whitechapel, London, and the fact that Lewis Carroll wasn't even his real name, Carroll's real name was Charles Dodgson. I hope I pronounced that right. Yeah, there's a few names on this list that I feel like I'm going to butcher, so just bear with me. So, some people began to believe that the writer of Alice in Wonderland was also one of the most vicious serial killers, known as one of the most notorious psychopaths in history. I don't know why, but I like that one. So, I know I've read it somewhere before, maybe that's why I feel like I've said it already, but like I said, you guys, if I have already used that one, I am so sorry. Anyway. Okay, first I have a little fun story. Back in third grade was when I was really starting to get to relearn how to read, practice my reading. And there was this book that my teacher wanted to get me, and it was about the Titanic. She's like, if I get you this book, will you promise you'll read it over the summer? I didn't just read it, y'all. I read it and reread it and reread it because I just fell absolutely in love with the story of what happened to the Titanic. I loved researching it. I still do. Because of my short-term memory, I like to reread facts and all that so I can stay knowledgeable on it. And so when I saw this one about the Titanic, I just had to add it. So here we go. Titanic didn't sink. This theory, made popular by the book Titanic, The Ship That Never Sank, written by Robin Gardner. I'm guessing that's Gardner. I'm sorry, any Robin, whatever his last name fans are, if I mispronounce his last name, I'm so sorry. Anyway, sorry if y'all heard all of that noise and stuff. Okay. Which, in the book, it states that the Olympic, a sister ship of Titanic, is stuttering on my own typing, is actually the one that sank to the bottom of the Atlantic, on April 15th, 1912. Yes, many of you might think the ship actually sank on the 14th, but nope, it, like, it hit the iceberg, like, at real late midnight on April 14th, but it lasted a few hours, like, maybe 3-4 hours, and so by the time the ship officially hit the bottom of the ocean, it was now the next day. That's why it's actually April 15th. Okay, as part of an insurance scam, they did this whole shebang. White Star Lines did this whole shebang of sinking the Olympic. The Scott had it marked as Titanic, all for an insurance scam. It said troubles were beginning with the Olympic, which happened to be virtually identical to the Titanic. And it also says that Titanic crashed into the Royal Navy warship HMS Hawk in 1911, and White Star Lines, the owner of the twin ships, were at fault of the collision. So, yeah. And I like to look up theories and myths on totally, like, different topics. So this list is all over the place. But number 3 is about Anna and Elsa from Frozen. Anna and Elsa actually have a brother. Well, we all know that in the beginning of the movie Frozen, young Anna and Elsa tragically lose their mother and father in a shipwreck. Or did they? There is a theory saying that the king and queen did not die from a overturned ship, and many people have came to believe that the queen was pregnant while her and the king set off on their travels, and sadly, the ship was in fact destroyed. They didn't drown. They happened to worship on shore, and the queen gave birth to a baby boy. So they and their son went off to live in the jungle before the king and queen were killed by leopards, and left their son to be raised by gorillas, just like Tarzan was. So basically, I'm sorry if this theory got a little jumbled. I really need to check, like, double check myself sometimes. But basically, this theory was stating that Anna and Elsa and Tarzan are siblings. So it's kind of interesting. Okay, number 4. Again, I'm sorry if facts sound a little jumbled in this. I was typing this at very, very late hour, and I was very, very tired. But this is the first myth we have, and it's the curse of the mummy. Again, just like Titanic, I remember the first book I got on mummies. Forgot what kind of book it was, though, but it was one of those educational books at school. But it was in fifth grade, and the front of it was the mask of King Tut. And I was like, does anybody else remember the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody when they had Queen Queeky or whatever that she was, but it was a fraud, and it was kind of like all Egyptian themed episode, and they were freaking out? Yeah, that got me interested in learning about mummies. And when I found that book in first grade, I got all excited. And so, yes, at an early age, I got obsessed with Egyptian mummies and Titanic. What a combo. When I was in first grade, I wanted to be an archaeologist. Yeah. Dreams. Yeah. That's all I'm gonna say. Obviously, I'm not studying to be an archaeologist. I actually want to be a photographer now. But anyway, let's get this read, shall we? This worldwide myth first became famous after Howard Carter discovered the tomb of... Okay, I used to know how to say this. I'm going to try again. I apologize fully if I butcher his name in any way, King Tutankhamun. 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 I feel so bad because I feel like I'm missaying his name, and if I am, again, my apologies. Like I said, used to be able to say it, but it's been a while. Anyway, moving on. In 1922, but the madness did not start until after the opening of the burial chamber on February 16th, 1923. And after that, some that were involved with the expedition strangely died. First in line was Lord Carnarvon. Because that's what it looks like. Again, apologies if I butcher the name. Anyway, he sponsored the event. He sponsored it. And later died of blood poisoning. There were a total of 26 people that were present for the opening, and only 6 died within a decade. Carter, the man who opened the tomb, lived until 1939, which was almost 20 years after the opening. So he died 20 years later. I've read more info about King Tut. I wanted this to be a quick episode back, you know what I mean? Now, this one is a myth about dreams. I'm thinking, reading this myth when I was doing research, I'm honestly thinking about doing an episode just for dreams, dedicated to dreams, facts about dreams. So yeah, I'm thinking about that now. That might be the next episode. You never know. Anyway, bad dreams can kill you in your sleep, caused by a heart attack. Which is not true. Proven by facts, it's not true. But this is my little put right here. Have you ever felt like you have fallen and you suddenly wake up? Like, has anybody else felt this before? Like, you'd be sleeping and then, you see total darkness in your sleep, and then you get the, oh god, I'm yawning. My apologies. That you suddenly feel like you're falling and then you jerk awake. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And I was always told that if you don't wake up from it, that means you die. But yes, that was proven false due to facts, but it's still intriguing. It is very interesting. Now, if the person already has heart problems, it could just be a terrible timing, you know? Terrible fate. Also, during REM, which means rapid eye movement, the heart rate is less stable than usual, so if you have heart disease, then REM is gonna suck. Yes, I am for sure going to do an episode on facts about dreams, like go more in depth with REM and like sleep paralysis, because that's always been fascinating to me. But there you guys go. I'm sorry if I butchered any of the names, and I'm sorry for the yawning and the stuttering. I'm a mess, but I'm happy to be back. See, I stuttered again. I'm happy to be back. Can't wait to catch y'all in the next one. Bye.